You can find other erotic feminization MP3s just like this one at www.msdominica.com. That's MZDOMINICA. Welcome to Ms. Dominica's Finishing School and Mind Control Institute. You knew you needed to be here. As soon as you saw the description of this MP3 on my website, you knew you had to have it. You crave to become feminized and subjugated and controlled, to become Dominica's little sissy slut, to be turned into the helpless, obedient girl or she-male you have always imagined yourself to be. If you have listened to this MP3 before, you are already slipping gently into trance, hearing my voice and responding to all of my triggers, sending my little sissy slut even deeper with every word that I speak. If this is your first time, just sit back and relax. Get comfortable. We're going to be doing a little role playing, my sissy slut, a little hypnosis, well, a lot of hypnosis. Imagine yourself in the big lobby of my training academy, standing in line with about a dozen or so students, all side by side, facing a huge double door. Some of you are already fully feminized, transformed into she-males, here for additional training. Some are in tight black rubber maid's uniforms or leather skirts and wasp-waisted corsets. Some are in frilly dresses, all pretty with pink bows and floral prints, or little schoolgirl uniforms. And some of you, some of you are first-timers, still dressed in those male clothes. Oh, tisk, tisk, tisk. But that won't last long. You can be sure of that. And as you stand in line waiting for me to appear, you find yourself relaxing and becoming sleepy. Here, even the colors of the walls have been carefully chosen to keep you so sleepy, so controlled. That's right. Soft colors, pastels, yellow and green and purple and blue. So very sleepy. The colors seem to change 1 minute to the next. That's because the light slowly changes minute by minute. Sleepy. 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 The colors seem to change. Sleepy. Minute by minute. Sleepy. Breathing slowly in. Sleepy. Breathing in and out. Sleepy. Breathing slowly in. Sleepy. Breathing slowly out. Sleepy. their focus.
Sleepy.
Staring at the big door. Sleepy. The colors slowly fading. Sleepy. Yellow to green. Sleepy. Green to purple. Sleepy. Purple to blue. Sleepy. Slowly you blink. A slow and languid motion. Your eyes slowly drift closed and then open again. All in slow motion. Breathing slowly, breathing slowly and deeply. Sleepy, sleepy, sleepy. Your mind is so fuzzy now. Sleepy. As you see the double door open. Sleepy. I step into the lobby. Sleepy. Right in front of you. Sleepy. Miss Dominica, your school headmistress. I am dressed in all black in a tight, rubber, mini dress. It hugs my soft, ample breasts. And you can see the outlines of my nipples so hard under the rubber. My long, black leather boots reach almost all the way up my legs. Almost to my crotch. I walk forward and you can see just a few inches of my soft, white, creamy thighs. Peeking out from between the tops of my boots and the hem of my dress. My shiny rubber mini dress. The doors close behind me, shutting off your view of the other room so that all your attention can focus on me, on Mistress Ms. Dominica. My hands are encased in black rubber gloves. They reach all the way up to my shoulders. In one hand, I'm holding a long, black cigarette holder. You watch as a thin trail of smoke rises from the end of the lit cigarette. Sleepier and sleepier. My other hand toys with a glittering crystal that hangs from a gold chain around my neck. Sparkles of light flash into your eyes, dazzling you, making you sleepy, very, very sleepy. Welcome to Ms. Dominica's finishing school. My, what a pretty collection of students we have here today. That's right, sweetie. Stand in line with the others, all in a row. I want to see good posture from all of you. Feet together, arms at your sides, chin up, eyes on me, your mistress, Dominica. Watch my every move as I walk back and forth. Listen to my every word as I speak to you. Yes, you already feel yourself getting sleepy. Just a little bit sleepy. As I explain to you where you are. Some of you are here for the first time and aren't sure what a finishing school is or why that makes you feel sleepy. Others are already my trained sissy sluts and have returned for their regular refresher course. and I know you have no thoughts in your heads whatsoever. Already so sleepy. Your brains are nice and empty, just the way Ms. Dominica likes them. Feeling so very sleepy and fuzzy and numb. With time and training, you will all be my empty-headed sissy sled. So sleepy. You have been sent here, my sleepy ones, by your wives or your girlfriends. So sleepy. By your mistresses. Sleepy, sleepy. Even some by your boyfriends or masters. Sleepy, sleepy. Now. So sleepy. Some of you even think it was your own idea. That's what you think, anyway. So sleepy. Watch me walk slowly back and forth. Back and forth. Watching my shiny rubber gloves. My shiny leather boots. We're going to begin your training now, but you need to fall deeper asleep. Deeper asleep. Deeper. Deeper. Deeper and deeper and deeper down. Falling faster and faster and faster, deeper and deeper and deeper down. Floating, drifting, nice and sleepy. Floating and drifting deeper down. We'll take each of you one by one for deep training. Let's start with you. Watch as the double door opens again and two beautiful women emerge. My training assistants, Tina and Patty, both are dressed in white uniforms, almost like nurses' uniforms. But these are made of white latex. They gently take your arms and guide you forward. You are already so deep. You seem to be sleepwalking. That's okay, baby. We'll take care of you. We'll take very good care of you. Follow me as we walk through the double doors into my training room. The room is all white. White. And empty. The doors close and my assistants begin preparing you. The first step is to remove all of your clothing. Every student, whether she's dressed in a hobble skirt or a business suit, starts training the same way, naked. Feel it as they pull off your top. Your shoes, everything, even your underwear and hose. They even remove the chastity device you might be wearing. Of course, your owner has given us the key. Next, they begin rubbing a white creamy lotion all over your body. Tina starts at your face and works downward. Patty starts at your feet and works upward. The lotion tingles. It tingles and it feels warm. It soaks into your chest and tummy, your arms and hands, into your feet and calves. So warm, so very tingly. It relaxes you even further. Feel their hands massage it in, massaging the lotion into your shoulders and back, your knees and thighs, into the cheeks of your ass, massaging it into your hot cock and balls. And everywhere it touches, all your body hair disappears. Your skin is left smooth and hairless and soft, warm and tingling. You are going to crave this smooth feeling. You are going to want to keep your body smooth and hairless like this. So sexy. Such a sexy little girl. Now kneel on the floor in front of me and listen carefully. Your owner wants me to train you. And for that to work, we're going to do a little role playing. While you are in my finishing school, I will become your mistress. I will become your master. And you will obey me perfectly so that you can be trained properly as my little sissy slut. Now let's begin with your most basic function, servicing my sexual desires. And with a simple motion, I remove the lower part of my rubber skirt. You see, I'm not wearing any panties. I take a step forward and push my pussy against your face, all smooth and hairless, except for a tiny tuft of blonde hair just above my clit. Rub your face into my pussy. Gently now, nuzzle me. Smell me. Oh, I'm so wet. Feel my juices spread over your nose and cheeks and dribble down your chin. Now open your mouth and suck at my pussy. That's right. Suck it. Run your tongue into my cunt and upward to my clit. Lick and lick and lick and oh yeah, lick it some more. The taste of my pussy is getting you so aroused. So fucking horny. Your cock is getting harder and stiff like a ramrod. You simply cannot help yourself. Now stop. Remain kneeling and look up into my eyes. My beautiful green eyes. Feel your cock get even harder, gazing into my eyes. And listen to me. When I tell you to get hard, you will get hard. Instantly, helplessly, you will think of licking my pussy, my juices all over your face, and your cock will get hard every time. Now I want you to run your fingers along the underside of your cock, from the base to the tip. That's right. Slow and light. Good girl. Continue to gaze up into my eyes. Now run your thumb around the tip of your cock. In a big circle, around and around. 1, 2, 3 times. Good girl. Now grab your cock in your fist and squeeze it firmly. Push your hips forward. You like that, don't you? You good little girl. Now let go. Drop your hands to your sides and stare into my eyes. Good girl. You liked it when I said that. Feel your hips push forward when you hear it. Good girl. You're going to crave hearing me call you my good girl. Your reaction is going to become stronger and stronger every single time I say it. Good girl. Tingles rippling through your entire body, almost like an orgasm. Good girl. This will become one of your strongest rewards. You're going to ache so much to hear me call you a good girl. You'll do anything to hear Dominica call you a good girl. Now stand up. Feeling dizzy? Let my training assistants help you. There must have been something else in that lotion. Maybe my mind control drug, perhaps. Your mind continues growing quieter and more obedient. You cannot resist. That's it. Let the feeling take you deeper. Behind you, there is a big black leather chair, kind of like a dentist's chair. So much more comfortable looking. My training assistants brought it in just for you. Feel them guide you to the chair and help you to sit down. It's so soft and comfortable. Feel your body sinking into the chair, enjoying its softness. Now spread your legs a little. You must always keep your legs spread, at least just a little. Your sex should always be available to your mistress, always aroused, always needing to come, dripping constantly, my little sissy slut. I walk over and stand close to the chair, dangling my crystal on its chain in front of you. Watch the pretty crystal. It catches a beam of light and splits it into a rainbow of colors.
Yellow,
green,
purple,
blue. See the little dots of color all around the room, spinning, twirling. The colors flash into your eyes, making you
sleepier
and deeper and more aroused. Flash, yellow. Deeper. Flash. Green. Hornier. Flash. Purple. So deep. Flash. Blue. Obey. Deeper and deeper. You don't even need to hear me say the colors. Flash yellow. You know the sequence. Flash green. You know which color comes next. Flash purple. Each time you hear me say flash, you see the next color. Flash blue. So horny. Flash, 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 flash. You're going flash deeper and flash sleepier and quieter. Flash, the sex is so hard. Flash and dripping. Flash, 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 flash. The color blue makes you want to obey, need to obey. Flash, 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 obey. Obey, obey, obey. Deeper and deeper, you must obey. That's right. You immediately reply, I must obey, Dominica. Every time you hear me say, you must obey. I must obey, Dominica. That's a good girl. You must obey. I must obey, Dominica. That's a good girl. You must obey. You're so very deep now. Ready for your real programming to begin. Listen to me carefully now. Listen to this trigger phrase. Sissy,
sissy
slut.
Slut.
This special phrase, sissy slut,
sissy slut,
is my back door into your mind. Whatever other programming you receive from your mistress or master, this trigger phrase will always open your mind to me. This is permanent. No one can ever change this programming other than I, your mistress, Dominica. Whenever you hear me say the words, sissy slut,
sissy slut,
you will drop right back here, deep into trance. Seeing the colors flash, 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 flash. The phrase sissy slut,
sissy slut
will make you become quiet and obedient and aroused like you are now. And you will obey any command that I give you. The special trigger sissy slut,
sissy slut
will work whether you hear me say it or see me type it in a message or an email. It will only work when it comes from me, Ms. Dominica. If anyone else tries to use it, it will have absolutely no effect upon you. Sissy slut.
Sissy slut.
Sissy slut.
Sissy slut.
Sissy slut. Your mind is now so deep and sleepy. And quiet, and you are so horny, sissy slut. Now I am your mistress. Now I am your master. I command you to stand up, arms at your sides. Don't you look sexy? There must have been some hormones in that lotion, too. They're making your breasts grow larger. Your tits are getting bigger and bigger. The nipples perking out so nice and hard. Reach up and touch your nipples. They feel bigger, don't they? So hard and so sensitive. Squeeze and pull on them. Oh, that's it. It feels so good. And while your breasts are getting bigger, your cock is getting smaller. Smaller and harder. Harder and smaller. Just like a little boy's cock now. Smaller, stiffer, a little nub. Smaller, tiny, littler and littler. Little, tiny clit. You're starting to think of your cock as a clit? Good girl. Little waves ran all up and down your body, didn't they? Good girl. With such a tiny little clitty cock. Now feel your cock go soft. Go soft. Your clitty cock will always go soft when I command you. Go soft. That's right. All tiny and limp and soft. Feel me lock my chastity device over your cock. A cock limp and soft. Feel me lock it away. A cock cage. Keeping your little clitty cock nice and locked up. More and more you're going to find that your chastity is always on. Even when you're awake, you're going to feel your cock all locked up. You're going to find it very hard to masturbate. You're going to find it hard to even touch your cock, except to wash it. And you're going to find it almost impossible to come, unless you're deep in trance. Unless you have permission from Miss Dominica. And you're going to have to beg me to get it. By email, by instant message, any way you can. You're going to beg. You're going to beg to come. You're going to beg every single time you come. Drop to your knees again, pretty girl. I have more training for you. Now that your cock is all locked up, yes. Watch me putting on a thick, black, strap-on dildo. So big and so firm. I reach out and grab your nipples, squeezing your nipples and tugging on them. Dragging you toward me. That's it. Dragging you by your titties. That's right. Reach up with your own hands and squeeze your nipples. Pull on them. Stretch them. Pinch them. Dig your little fingernails into your nipples. And do it till it hurts. Oh, but it feels so good. Your little clitty cock strains against that cock cage. Pleasure and pain. Pinching and pulling those nipples only makes them bigger. It feels so good. You're going to want to keep your fingernails just a little bit long and nicely manicured so you can dig those nails into your nipples when you pinch. Obey my little sissy slut. Open your mouth. See the big, thick dildo dangling so close to your lips. I pinch your nipples harder, harder and harder. The pain makes your mouth open into a wide O, and I slip the dildo in through your open lips. Suck. I begin pumping in and out of your mouth, pinching your nipples. Oh, yeah, it hurts. It feels so fucking good. Suck it. Suck it. Suck. Sissy slut craves to suck her mistress. Good girl. Oh, that felt so good when I called you my good girl. It made you shiver. You're instantly addicted to sucking. Good girl. The big dildo filling your mouth up. Good girl. Your lips and tongue coating it with saliva. Get it good and wet, my sissy slut. You're going to want to get it good and wet because I want to possess all your holes, my little sissy slut. I pull my dildo out of your mouth. Get down on your hands and knees now, my sissy slut. You must obey. And you immediately reply, I must obey, Dominica. Mindlessly, helplessly, on your hands and knees, lift your ass high, my little girl. Hear me walk around you and grab your hips. Reach up again and pinch your nipples. As I thrust my big dildo into your ass, fucking you slowly and gently, but firmly, in and out. Pinch those nipples, whore. In and out, in and out. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Oh, you're so full, you little whore. Deep inside of you, pumping it. In and out, in and out. I can feel it. You're thrusting your hips back against me. Oh, you love it now, you want more. In and out, in and out. Dominica's big fat black cock in and out of you, and you still need more. Again, and again, and again, and again, and you feel me pull away. Your hips are wiggling now, craving another thrust in my thick cock. Oh, yes. Maybe later, slut. You can't help yourself. But here's what I will do. If you're nice and wet and lubricated now, I'll just shove this butt plug up your ass. And leave it there, keeping you nicely full, nicely plugged, and stretched out until the next time I want to use you. Yes, chastised and plugged, and craving to suck my pussy, craving to suck my cock, craving to be fucked, all your holes craving me. Sometimes during your day, when you least expect it, you're going to find your tongue flicking out. You'll imagine yourself licking my pussy. You will feel my clit against your tongue, and this will get you so intensely hot. Your cock will get so hard. Even in the cock cage, you will need to caress your nipples. Just a little. Just once or twice. Then your cock will go soft again. You will caress your nipples one more time and then go back to what you were doing. You're never going to know when I'm going to take you like this. And it is going to make you feel so helpless, so aroused. It's going to drive you crazy, crazy with lust and want and need. The need to come, the need to suck. The need to obey, Dominica. Now stand up again, my sissy slut. That's right. Tina and Patty are going to dress you in your school uniform. First, they put you in tight, shiny pantyhose. You crave to wear hose that make your legs look so shiny, long and smooth and shiny. And next, a pair of red satin panties. You're going to find yourself needing to wear panties now. You will be more and more unable to wear male underwear. It simply won't look right in your mind. It won't feel right on your body. Boxer shorts? Whitey tighties? Oh no, you're going to find you can't stand to wear them. You will need panties. Smooth satin panties. Frilly panties, thongs, all different kinds of panties. You'll be discreet, but you're going to find ways to wear panties every time. Your next item of clothing is a tight bra. A tight one that shows off your nipples so well. My little girl, you look so sexy. I'm tempted to keep you just like this. But that's not the school uniform. Tina helps you put on a simple white blouse and a plaid skirt. And it's so short. It barely covers your sexy little ass. And Patty helps you put on high-heeled pumps. Ivory white shoes. No, we don't care about white shoes after Labor Day. This is our uniform. But you'd better keep those shoes clean and shiny, my little sissy slut. And the final touch, a blonde wig. Long, straight, blonde hair. With little schoolgirl bangs across your forehead. Aw, you look so cute. And so fucking fuckable. Look at those long, slutty legs. So shiny and hose. I'll bet they're ready to spread wide, or to kneel on the floor instantly at my command. Kneel down, my sissy slut, and kiss my boots. Say thank you, mistress. That's right. That's a good girl. Feel your body quiver with pleasure when I say that. Good girl. Remain kneeling with your lips pressed to my boots and listen carefully. I'm going to be waking you up soon. You have been so deeply hypnotized, you will be unable to remember any details of this MP3. The blur where you felt relaxed and helpless in your memory, just a hazy blur. Where you felt relaxed and helpless and so aroused. You will fantasize about sucking my pussy now, or my strap-on dildo, or being fucked by me deep inside your ass. Anything sexual makes you think of me. It makes you think of Mistress Dominica, but you can't remember why. You're so bimbo-headed, you can't remember. You're suffering from amnesia. You are a victim of amnesia. Feminization amnesia. And you need to tell others that you are a victim of feminization amnesia. You can't remember what's been done to you, but you need desperately to be fucked and to beg Mistress Dominica. Oh, you can think about it all the time. Empty-headed bimbo slut can't remember what I've done to her. You're going to write me an email at MsDominica2000@yahoo.com. In the subject line, must read, Sissy obeys. In the email, you will thank me for training you at my finishing school. You will send the email, and then you will erase all copies of it from your server and from your computer. And then you will forget the email, all nice and blanked out, from your computer, from your mind. You're going to want to tell everybody about this fabulous MP3. How much you love being turned into an obedient little sissy in Dominica's finishing school. But the details of this MP3 will escape you. And that's so exciting to you that you can't remember. You just won't be able to remember it at all. And that just excites you even more. You don't know why, it just does. It makes you go crazy that you can't even remember what I've done to you. But you know you've changed. You know your body has changed. You know your mind has changed. You know you crave my big black cock now. And most especially, you will be unable to tell anybody about your special backdoor trigger, sissy slut. You will not say it to anyone other than me. You will not write it to anyone other than me. Not your friends, not even your owner. If anybody asks you about this trigger, your memory of it will become fuzzy. You will be unable to remember the trigger. The harder you try to recall the trigger, the fuzzier it will become. You won't even remember that you have a backdoor trigger if anyone asks. All you will be able to say is, I do not know. I cannot remember. I do not know. I cannot remember. I do not know. I cannot remember. You're going to need to listen to this MP3 again and again. You're going to keep coming back to refresh your training, deepen your training. You need all of Dominica's words in your mind. Every time you listen to this recording, its effect is going to become stronger and stronger, making you more and more my sissy slut. You will find yourself craving more and more of my MP3s, especially feminization and brainwashing. Maybe a live phone session, every little bit of training you can get to make you more and more feminine and less masculine, and more obedient. You will find that Dominica's finishing school is just the beginning. Now stand up and let Tina and Patty guide you again. Now your hips always swing as you walk, so effeminate. You can't help it. You walk through another door, and a smaller door, into a different room, another white empty room, with chairs all along the walls. You sit. Spread those legs, my sissy slut. Sissy slut. That's right. Now drift here a moment. I'm going to awaken you at the count of three. One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
You didn't notice when the other she-males were brought into the room one by one. All of you are now fully feminized in uniform and programmed to obey. You all sit quietly, staring at nothing, staring blankly into space, waiting patiently for your owner to come and pick you up, listening to my voice. You seem to hear my voice all the time now, programming you, keeping you nicely trained and controlled. Now you just sit here, no thoughts in your head, just looking quietly straight ahead, awaiting instructions. Aren't you my sissy slut? Feel yourself drop down again, deep into trance. Sissy slut. My back door immediately opened your mind to me. Sissy slut. My voice is making you so horny, you spread your legs wider. Sissy slut. You want to touch yourself. Sissy slut. You run your hands up your hose-covered thighs towards your hardening sex. But the cock cage, the chastity, it keeps you safely locked away. You need to masturbate. The only way you can, you reach through the light material of your blouse and rub your fingers around and around and around your hard nipples. There's no embarrassment, because all the other girls in this room are doing the same thing. You're all responding to my voice at the same time. I make all of you masturbate this way. That's it, every 15 minutes. And you don't even remember it. Every 15 minutes, you're pinching your nipples. Good girl. Feel the waves of pleasure ripple through your body. Sissy slut. Sissy. Good girl. Sissy slut. Sissy. Good girl. Nipples feel so fucking good. Feel your ass sucking on that butt plug. Getting so close to an orgasm now. But you know you can't. You can't come. You're all locked up and you don't have permission. So close you simply lose it. You can't come. Not without permission. So controlled. So fucking obedient. Now set your hands down at your sides. I'm going to awaken you again at the count of three. One, slowly coming up. Two, more awake, stretching a little and yawning. And three, wide awake. Now wait patiently, mind empty, drifting, obedient, waiting for your owner. Until the next time, when you must come back to Miss Domenica.